but systematically reclaiming some order from the confusion, dividing and subdividing the city as they would in time the entire country. The curfews and the checkpoints did little to hobble the thief, however. In the lining of his well-cut coat he kept identification papers of every kind, some forged, most stolen, one of which would be suitable for whatever situation arose. What they lacked in credibility he made up for with repartee and cigarettes, both of which he possessed in abundance. They were all a man needed in that city, in that year, to feel like the lord of creation. And such creation. No need here for either appetite or curiosity to go unsatisfied. The profoundest secrets of body and spirit were available to anyone with the itch to see. Games were made of them. Only the previous week, the thief had heard tell of a young man who played the ancient game of cups and ball, now you see it, now you don't, but substituted, with insanity's wit, three buckets and a baby's head. That was the least of it. The infant was dead, and the dead don't suffer. There were, however, other pastimes available for hire in the city, delights that used the living as their raw material. For those with the craving and the price of entry, a traffic in human flesh had begun. The occupying army, no longer distracted by battle, had discovered sex again, and there was profit in it. Half a loaf of bread could purchase one of the refugee girls, many so young they scarcely had breasts to knead, to be used and reused in the covering darkness, their complaints unheard or silenced by a bayonet when they lost their charm. Such casual homicide was overlooked in a city where tens of thousands had died. For a few weeks between one regime and the next, anything was possible. No act found culpable, no depravity taboo. A boy's brothel had been opened in the Zolibots district. Here in an underground salon, hung with salvaged paintings, one could choose from chicks of six or seven up, all fetchingly slimmed by malnutrition and tight as any connoisseur could wish. It was very popular with the officer class, but too expensive, the thief had heard it muttered, for the non-commissioned ranks. Lenin's tenets of equal choice for all did not stretch, it seemed, to pederasty. Sport, of a kind, was more cheaply available. Dogfights were a particularly popular attraction that season. Homeless curs returning to the city to pick at the meat of their masters were trapped, fed to fighting strength, and then pitted against each other to the death. It was an appalling spectacle. But a love of betting took the thief to the fights again and again. He'd made a tidy profit one night by putting his money on a runty but cunning terrier who'd bested a dog three times its size by chewing off its opponent's testicles. And if, after a time, your taste for dogs or boys or women palled, there were more esoteric entertainments available. In a crude amphitheatre dug from the debris of the Bastion of Holy Mary, the thief had seen an anonymous actor single-handedly perform Goethe's Faust, parts 1 and 2. Though the thief's German was far from perfect, the performance had made a lasting impression. The story was familiar enough for him to follow the action, the pact with Mephisto, the debates, the conjuring tricks, and then, as the promised damnation approached, despair and terrors. Much of the argument was indecipherable, but the actor's possession by his twin roles, one moment tempter, the next tempted, was so impressive the thief left with his belly churning. 2 days later he had gone back to see the play again, or at least to speak to the actor. But there were to be no encores. The performer's enthusiasm for Goethe had been interpreted as pro-Nazi propaganda. The thief found him hanging, joy decayed, from a telegraph pole. He was naked. His bare feet had been eaten at and his eyes taken out by birds. His torso was riddled with bullet holes. The sight pacified the thief. He saw it as proof that the confused feelings the actor had aroused were iniquitous. If this was the state to which his art had brought him, the man had clearly been a scoundrel and a sham. His mouth gaped, but the birds had taken his tongue as well as his eyes. No loss. Besides, there were far more rewarding diversions. The women the thief could take or leave, and the boys were not to his taste, but the gambling he loved and always had. So it was back to the dogfights to chance